Well, we have a new home, so the event's going to be taking place on Tölönlahden Puisto, so just behind Finlandia Hall. So it's just across the road from where we've been for the last 6 years.
So you just announced restaurants. Yeah. Why these restaurants?
Well, I think there's been so much change in the restaurant scene here in the city. There's so much innovation, there's so many new restaurants that we wanted to somehow reflect that in the lineup for this year's event. So for that reason, we decided early on to change all the restaurants from last year. Usually we only change maybe five or six, but this year we've changed all the restaurants to really showcase the new, the brilliant, the innovative, what's happening in the city's gastronomic scene.
You mentioned a couple of other changes. You said that this year the weather won't have that big of an impact. How's that going to be taken into consideration?
Well, hopefully we won't have to worry about the weather, but we've a lot of covered space this year. So a lot of space that even if the weather is not so nice, people can still come there and enjoy the food and the wine without having to worry too much about the weather. Other changes? We have a new champagne partner, Laurent Perrier. We have a new spirits partner, Solera, that are bringing a Stoli cocktail bar and also a whiskey lounge. And we also have two new visiting restaurants. So the first time we've got a restaurant coming from Lapland with Sky Onosvara. So Tero Mantukangas is bringing some really interesting flavors from north of the Arctic Circle. We also have, for the first time ever, a restaurant from Sweden. So the best restaurant in this year's White Guide, Esperanto. So Chef Sion Isaksson is bringing his Michelin star restaurant to the event, which I think is a great honor, not only for us, but also for the city as well. And a big change, a visual change, will be that we will no longer be using our beloved little blue and white market coins. We've had them for the last 6 years. So we're going electronic. So this year we'll be using payment cards, which hopefully will make the queues less and the visitor experience better. And also people will also now be able to get a refund from the money that they put on the cards. So that's something I think is just improving the visitor experience and improving the service that we give to our guests.
And finally, a piece of trivia. On average, how many portions does one restaurant serve over the course of 4 days at the festival?
If the weather is good, then the average number of dishes served by the restaurants is 5,000 per restaurant, which is quite incredible. And the average number of dishes eaten by one person in the evening time is typically about 8. So that's a little bit of Taste of Helsinki trivia for you.